is the Tom Likas Show.
Chicks rarely develop their brains. They don't have to.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No, you didn't.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show, brought to you in part by Mangrapes. Take advantage of the Tom Likas Show special and get the Mangrapes for just $19.99 plus. Buy three, get one free. Just enter coupon code Tom at checkout at Mangrapes.com. This holiday season, give them Mangrapes and they'll be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. It's Mangrapes. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me, with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And as we are every Tuesday at approximately 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we are graced with a visit from Adam Sachs, who appears this week in the guise of family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
All right. What's going on?
So I was thinking about this book that I really like. It's called The Gift of Fear. You ever heard of that?
No.
That's written by Gavin DeBecker, who is this very storied detective, and he's also involved with like celebrity protection and so forth. And what he talks about, which is really interesting, is intuition. And he says that if you follow people that were victims of crimes, generally speaking, they knew that something was wrong. They could sense it. It was something that was more instinctive, that had to do with the sort of animal part of the brain. So this woman got raped, but she felt nervous beforehand. She got in the elevator. She looked at the guy. He didn't look right. There's like a whole kind of connection to that. And the way that I expand that in terms of particularly family law, I was talking to a guy today, and he's in a complete catastrophe now with restraining orders and all that good stuff. But what he tells me is, I knew this was going to happen. I always knew she was going to do this. I knew she was crazy. And then he ticks off a couple of your things, Tom. The woman was a single mother.
Aren't they all?
Okay. Listen, the guys with the single mothers, I got to tell you, the one thing, and I don't know, we're talking about a woman in her 40s, whatever. That's, you know, maybe that's a different story. But when you talk about a young one, especially, like 20s, let's say, the guys all say it's so easy, they can't even believe it. I mean, seriously, they talk about the pain in the ass of you know, getting a woman to come home with you or whatever. And here, single mothers are like giving it away. So it's like, you know, kind of hard to resist, I guess, for some of them. But with respect to this woman, aside from the red flags and all that sort of thing that he should have, you know, noticed but didn't notice, he was just saying that he could feel, he had this sense that this chick was trouble. And they already had had a couple of, like, scrapes where they got in fights and she called 911 or she was about to or she, you know, was screaming at him or whatever. And there's all these indications. It always happens. The guys always tell me that they knew it, they're kicking themselves now, but they always knew. And if you think about life being short and only getting to go through once, when you knew it and you had all these instincts and all these feelings, and then you have a child with this chick who's crazy, and you knew she was crazy, and now you're stuck with her permanently. You know, even if you're not with her, literally, you have a kid with her, so there's always this thing between you, and then the poor kid is growing up, and you see crazy mom telling the kid and doing crazy shit to the kid and saying crazy things and all this, and it's like, you know, the guy's saying, man, I know I was only 20, but I knew she was crazy. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. So you got to stick with your inner voice. The other little fiction that we have, I was thinking about this too, Tom. This is a good one. You know, all the Christmas music is like in every store now.
Yes.
And they have.
And it has been since August.
Yeah, by the way, I remember they used to have to wait till at least Black Friday after Thanksgiving was done, but they don't anymore. It's like Halloween and then right away, you know, Christmas stuff. And, you know, these movies that they show every year and these Christmas Santa and all this good stuff. But what people don't recognize also is that, you know, this is also a very high time for suicide. There are a lot of people that don't have the happy family that's portrayed on television. In fact, you might estimate that probably 99% of people don't, and people perceive this. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities now, crazy as it is, going into the holidays where people think, you know, they're going to have this nice, relaxing time, and instead they end up getting into big fights. They end up having domestic conflicts. You know, the cops are very active this time of year. So, you know, people have to remember that when you have people that you choose, those are the people that you choose as friends and people that you date or whatever, then there are the people that you don't choose, which are your family primarily. A lot of times, you know, there are some very old rivalries and anger between relatives of things that happened 10 years ago and 20 years ago. And now you're sort of revisiting all these things. And some of that old stuff plays out. You were saying, Tom, about the other day, you were talking about office parties. And you were saying how unresolved sexual tension gets resolved,
right,
one way or another. And I think that in the family stuff, it's not sexual tension, perhaps, hopefully, but in the same context, these unresolved issues get resolved. And the brother who's angry at the sister-in-law for ripping him off on his car or whatever the hell it is, a lot of times these things will come to the fore. And people have to be aware of it. And my connection to what I mentioned when I started, this thing about De Becker, is I think that, you know when it's coming. You really do. You sense it. Your brain knows how to pick this up as an early warning system. And this is particularly relevant when we were, like, living more in an animalistic way, that when people, would kill each other, literally, and certainly that happens anyway now, but less so, one would hope. But I think that people know when the shit's going wrong, and you definitely have to turn and walk away. And as we've talked about, Tom, this is a whole period now of quiet. I get a lot of custody things now where people are fighting over who's going to have the kids for Christmas or whatever. But it's a little quiet on the divorce front for a couple of weeks. And then right after the 1st of January, they all pile in because there are a lot of people that wanted to give it like one last go or hope for the holidays are going to be better or they're going to go to Disneyland for Christmas and see how that goes.
Or worse yet.
Yes.
And you know this is the most common one, Adam. It's the one where they say, I just started to get through the holidays. I'm going to fucking fight during Christmas. So I'm just going to grit my teeth and I'm going to tolerate this for a couple more weeks and then I can get the fuck out of here. I've done that myself. That's why I know it happened.
Did you make it till the end of Christmas?
Well, yes. Well, one year, because, you know, I've dumped so many. One year it was like the 1st of December when it was time to start, you know, a new lease on life at your new apartment.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes. The Oakwood had a new lease on life for my ex, and I said, today is the day.
Guess what, sweetie? Guess where you're moving?
This is the Oakwood. You're going to love it.
But if you lived here, you'd be home now.
Well, put it this way. You do live here. Right above the 101 freeway.
There's definitely an element of especially, I think, around the time of, Thanksgiving, that, you know, I can't dump her or him now. I've got to let it go a little. And then there's sort of this other time where it's like the New Year's resolution. And the New Year's resolution is I can't take this anymore, you know?
Right.
So I think that's kind of what ends up happening. I think that's how they work it out. There's definitely a connection between the two. You see how people...
But let me confirm with you. What I said on that show is that January is the biggest month for filing.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I know.
The lines are long.
I'll bet. And there's two places lines are long. It's at your local health club and at your local divorce attorney's office.
Well, what's fascinating is that all the things that the woman could have done perhaps to save her marriage, she does after she files the divorce.
Yeah.
Suddenly she's back at the gym getting all those pounds off.
Folding my socks, cooking my meals.
Well, she's setting herself up, I think, for her next sucker or whatever.
Oh, yeah. There was one. Remember that book, I'm Dancing as Fast as I Can?
Great one.
Remember that book? And I was going to write a follow-up to it called I'm Cleaning as Fast as I Can.
Absolutely.
Because I can't tell you how many women I've been with. I tell them, okay, there's the door. And suddenly the house is spick and span.
Well, I think what you're talking about, which is certainly a factor, I think very often, is there's sort of this thing where they want to save the relationship.
Right.
So I think it was the Argentinian, if I'm not mistaken, where you were telling her it's over and you got to go, and she started trying to improve things in the house.
Oh, there was more than one. She did that. Oh, yes. I was getting meals every breakfast, lunch, and dinner made for me. And the cleaning began, and suddenly things were getting picked up, and things were not being left all over the place.
Fascinating.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And then the one who said, you've got two hands, do it yourself, suddenly became just a wizard in the kitchen.
Really? Four-course meal?
Unbelievable. I was coming home. She was, she had recipes that she had found, new stuff every night. I was eating like never before. But then after dinner, I go, okay, it's time to go.
I don't understand how they finally pull it together when it's, like, way too late. I just don't get that. I don't see how they work these things out.
Because everybody wants to see how much they can get away with, okay? You ever have a lazy relative or friend who just, never has a good job, is always sitting around? I have a cousin. I'll give you an example. I have a cousin who spent one summer, instead of getting a job, he spent a summer literally reading the encyclopedia from A to Z.
That's very educational.
Yeah, but...
That'll make you a better person.
How about... I'm about to get a fucking job. But no, he sat on me, and it's amazing. When his father announced that he was moving to California to be with his next wife, and he was selling the house, they were living in Brooklyn. Amazingly, my cousin, who had never had a job before, suddenly found employment at the post office.
There you go.
He was 25. He had never had a job. But he read the encyclopedia from A to Z.
You know that the post office is the ultimate make work. I mean, that's beautiful, right?
A lot of people are going to push until you finally push back. And a lot of people just say, well, I don't know. I don't want to push him. And when he's ready, and there are some people who are just going to live at home forever if you let them do it. And it's the same thing with some of these women. They get in there and they see an opportunity and, I have the one ex who, got married to me on New Year's Eve, and by March, she had, quote-unquote, been laid off from her job selling fax machines, back when people did that. And amazingly, for all those years, she never found another job. Amazingly, couldn't find any more employment. Beginning about 8 weeks after we got married, could not find employment.
Sort of coincided.
Yes. So it was a great opportunity to stay home and criticize me for how I didn't know how to do things. Great.
Oh, God.
So there's a lot out there, and if you tolerate it, if you put up with it, they'll just keep doing it.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
So now I have the zero tolerance policy.
Well, of course.
Yes.
There's a really cool movie I saw. It's an English movie. And what happens in the movie is the guy is able to freeze time. And they have the whole thing, what that means. It ends up being this whole symbolic thing. But he works at this kind of minimum wage job, like at a supermarket and so forth. And his vibe is that he is calculating as a low-paid worker the absolute minimum that he can do without getting fired. See, that's the threshold.
Right.
So he's calculating that he's doing as little as he can, like, God help us. And him and the other guys, they work in a supermarket. They're goofing off. They're playing stick hockey in the aisles. They're ignoring customers. They're, like, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And they really are irresponsible. But they know how far they can go with the boss. And they reach that point, and they push just a little further, but not enough to get fired. That's the key. And I think, tragically, women are actually dating a guy or marrying a guy, and they're calculating in their own minds, consciously and unconsciously, just the least times that they can cook, and the least amount of sex that they can give,
right,
and the least that they can do of everything, and they're pushing it as far as they can, to not get fired, though. They don't want to go too far where the husband's going to, like, throw them out or leave them. And I think that when the guy finally says, and this is like your story, like, that's it, I can't take it anymore, I think they're devastated. They're shocked. They can't believe that would ever happen. And that's where the woman bounces back, I think, and starts making the five-course meals and stuff, because she's like, oh, wait a minute, honey, I didn't mean that. Don't fire me.
You don't know how hard I'm trying.
I love it. And you're not easy. That's the other. I love when they turn it around.
By the way, that phrase said exactly like that. Somebody, a real person this week, told me he would love to be out of his marriage, but he told me that she like put her head on his shoulder and said exactly that. But you don't know how hard I'm trying.
I don't know, man. It's not like a lot of trying.
She's been a cunt for years.
So what does that tell us then? So is the standard thing that a woman would be is nasty? That's their instinct?
It's not so much. I mean, here's the deal. It's a carrot and stick thing. You know, with women, you have to hold the possibility of getting married over their heads without actually ever letting them have it. Because the minute you give them what they want, it's like now, you know, it's like when you let somebody in the front door, vacuum cleaner salesman, and
right.
The door shuts behind them, and now you are again. Yeah, or you go to the timeshare presentation, and they lock the door and throw away the key, and you're not getting out of there. And it's just like that. You don't want to ever get locked behind that door.
I was thinking of the Landmark Forum where they don't let you go to the bathroom. You have to stay and listen to the lecture no matter what.
Well, don't you remember, they did an episode about this on South Park that was, if you ever get a chance to see it, it's called Aspen, with Asfeld, A-S at Aspen. And it's like, of course, everybody has their favorite South Park, but it's one of the funniest because they ripped, they absolutely filleted the timeshare industry. It was so fantastic, so funny. I think women are just like timeshare salesmen. It's the same deal. You know, they've got a come on. They've got a loss leader. You know, whether you're in Maui and they're offering you free whale watching trip, just all you have to do is come in and look at the 2-hour presentation. Or whether they're offering you a hand job or sex 7 times a day, any which way you want it, until they get you to sign the contract, and then they pull it back. They pull the rug out from under you. That's the way it's done.
So the key is not to get married.
Well, that's what I always say. The key is not to get married. The key is at least, if you insist on having a relationship, the least you do is you stretch it out by leaving the opening there that you might possibly consider, but then never actually doing it.
But it seems to me that even in the relationships that are long-term that aren't marriages, the woman gets, you know, super comfortable and gets confident.
You're
and
also
starts
not
thinking,
supposed to let them live with you.
No, but they start to get confidence. It's like, you know, he can't survive without me, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you have to have the zero tolerance policy, and you have to be willing to put women on ice once in a while. And a lot of guys, you know, they don't want to give up sex for one day. They don't want to give it up for one day. All right, and so what they do is they will tolerate shit. They will tolerate nagging. They will tolerate nastiness. They will tolerate anger. They will tolerate all this shit, and they should not be doing that. They should just say no. The minute they start causing shit to happen, what they need to do is they need to just shut that shit down. Stop talking to them for a couple of weeks. Stop seeing them. Stop having sex with them. Don't feed the stray cat. Feed the stray cat. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Adam Sachs with your calls. Family law attorney Adam Sachs here in studio to answer your questions. This is free legal advice, folks, at this number, 901-3000-TOM. You can start dialing right now, 901-3000-TOM. Come on, get in on the conversation here at 901-3000-866. Who is going to turn it from $499 to $500? I think it's about to happen. We'll let you know coming up.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, guys, time is running out on this holiday season. And as you know, as a listener to this show, there's only one gift that's an absolute must-have for the griller in your life. Mangrates. Now, Tom Likas Show listeners like you know all about Mangrates. Hundreds of you have ordered your very own or given them as gifts. Here at the studio, we never grill without them. Mangrates are American-made, high-quality, 100% cast-iron grill grates that sit right on top of your existing grates. Weighing in at 8 pounds apiece, Mangrates ensure juicy, tender meat, no flare-ups, and perfect sear marks every time. You know, Mangrate's patented design delivers steakhouse-quality flavor right at home. Take advantage of the Tom Likas Show special. and get the Man Grade for just $19.99. And for a limited time only, for every three Man Grades you order, you get a fourth one free. Don't wait till the last minute. Order right now. Go to Mangrade.com and enter our coupon code TOM at checkout. That's Mangrade.com and enter our coupon code TOM. This holiday season, give them Man Grades, and they'll be grilling like pros, guaranteed.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Webinars by Dennis are back with secrets of self-employment and success not taught in school. Webinars by Dennis could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, Dennis has seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing his knowledge with you in a series of videos packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your PC, Mac, or smartphone and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed. Just go to webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Bourbon. We are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000. 866. Wow. Don't stop now, folks, because obviously we still don't know if we have the $1 profit yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, we have done it.
What?
And I have been told by everybody I know that this could not be done. We have reached number 500.
No way.
Our 500th Super Premium Tom subscriber. This is unbelievable.
You got to be kidding. 500?
500 since September 20th.
That's impossible.
So in less than 3 months, we went from zero Super Premium Tom subscribers to 500 of them. And number 500, I've got him right here on the phone. He doesn't know he's number 500 yet because there were several possibilities, but here he is from Bakersfield, California. Brian Sutterfield is number 500.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey, Tom.
You pulled it off, Brian.
I can't believe it, man. You did it.
Brian.
Well, you did it, Brian. Can you believe you're number 500?
Yeah, I can't really believe it, no.
It's official.
It's awesome.
It's quite an amazing thing. Now,
yeah, it is.
Now, were you ever a subscriber before? Did you just decided to do it now? What happened?
No, I've always, I found you when I was driving actually through L.A. for child custody hearings back in, I don't know, 80s. I can't remember now.
Oh, dear.
But it was early 2000s, I think. That's how I found you, and then I caught you, looked you up, and listened to the New Normal music until you came back. And then I've just been listening all this time, and I knew it was getting close, so I just did it.
Fantastic. Now, tell me this. Did you buy a subscription because you'll actually listen to the podcast? Some people just do it to help us out, and some people do it because they're actually going to use their subscription. Which category are you in?
Well, I listen all the time because right now I'm in my situation. I'm not working, so I listen live every day. So, but I want to check out podcasts and everything. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, Brian. I appreciate you subscribing. I appreciate you listening, and I'm blown away that there is a number 500 and you're him.
Yeah, I am too. And I met you guys at the Palm Springs thing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make it to anything else. But yeah, I met you guys there, and that was pretty cool.
I really appreciate it, Brian. Have a great night, and enjoy your month. Enjoy your holiday, knowing you were number 500.
All right, Tom. You take care, man. Appreciate it. Take me out with Kobe.
I'll take you out with anything you want. Here you go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. You're the beats in my heart. You're the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
I love that. Unbelievable.
Pretty damn awesome.
It's the most incredible thing. As I've been telling everybody, and again, I want to repeat, hitting the 500, let me just say, that did two things. One, we're coming back in 2015. You don't have to wonder over the holidays whether we're coming back. We are going to come back. Number two, don't stop, because we haven't confirmed yet that we have the $1 profit. I said, and if you recall, I said specifically, I said, if you do the 500 super premiums, I'll come back regardless.
All right, so we got 2015 now.
We got 2015, and here's the other thing you did by getting the 500 subscriptions. Obviously the 24/7 stream of our show was at risk. The possibility existed that we were going to put that behind the paywall, and you would get the live show, but if you wanted to hear the 24/7 show, you would have to be a subscriber. But with this many subscribers, it's not necessary to do that. So the 24/7 stream will remain. The show will continue into 2015. And the only thing left to be resolved, and I won't know the answer to that until I do the books over the holidays and crunch the numbers, we don't know yet if we made the $1 profit, but we are going to make that announcement. And that means we need you guys to not stop. Keep this going. We have so much momentum going right now. And I want to be sure that we make that $1 profit. And let me say why at this very critical juncture, and that is this. We, of course, want to grow our audience, and we want to grow the number of people who know about the show. So we are less dependent on donations, less dependent on every single person having to be a super premium subscriber.
Yeah.
We want to do that. But here's the deal. In order to do that, we have to have what they call a compelling narrative. And having a narrative that says, well, yeah, we lost money, but iHeartMedia lost even more money, is not a compelling narrative. A compelling narrative is that we made a profit, and the big guys don't make profits. So what do we know that they don't know? So we can't take a chance that we will not have that $1 profit. We need to have that $1 profit so that I can, and by the way, we have engaged the exact right PR person for this gig, someone who's going to get me on every television show to tell our story. We're looking to be on CNN, CNBC, Fox News. We're looking to be on every channel, MSNBC, every local TV station to tell our story. And our story is we were dumped by a big company, and instead of sitting around and waiting for the next big gig to come along, we decided to recreate ourselves, reinvent ourselves, create this new company, new business model, do it differently. And in less than 3 years, we made a profit. That's the story we need to tell. So I know a lot of you guys might say, okay, they hit the 500. We can call it a day. Don't do that yet, okay? Because until the holidays are in progress, at the very least, I won't know if we made the profit. I will say that we are very close on that, too. And we may have made it, but we don't know yet. And the reason we don't know yet is because, you know, we have money still coming in from monthly subscribers who auto-renew every month. We have advertisers' money coming in. And, we can't close the books on 2014 until December is over. We also have another payroll to meet, and we have expenses to pay as well. And so, you know, until the end of the month, we won't know whether plus or minus. We won't know. So my hope is that we will be. And my hope is that we will have that story to tell. And once we have that story to tell, we are going to be able to go to the masses and tell them what we're doing and finally get the haters and finally grow beyond our club of P1s who I love so much. We have over 1,900. By the way, over 1,900. Forget it. 1,940 subscribers. We're closing in on 2,000 subscribers at PremiumTom.com, which is mind-boggling because we had 1,501 on September 20th. And we were $100,000 in the red on September 20th. And now I think we have, again, we haven't done the numbers yet, and we still have expenses and income coming in. But I think we are very close to making the profit. But if you are going to subscribe, please don't let this stop you. Please go ahead and subscribe or upgrade to Super Premium Tom if you can. It's fantastic. So thank you to everyone, and I plan to take some special time out on Friday because I thought Friday was going to be the day we did it. I thought you guys were going to take us down to the last possible moment.
Can you imagine the cliffhanger?
I thought that was going to happen. I said to Gary the other day, watch us hit 490 by the end of the show on Friday, and then have to say, okay, well, you'll have to come back on January 5th to find out what happened. But I will be honest. I never would have guessed that it would have happened 3 days early. Never. Never. It just started like torrential rain. It started pouring on us this morning, and it would not let up. I mean, I have to look back at the timeline, but people were subscribing like there was no tomorrow. It was heartwarming, crazy good. And I have to say, honestly, although I'll be talking about this on Friday, this moment when I was able to pump my fist to Timpson and let him know he had 500, I'll always remember that because I will always remember how crazy people said I was for doing this and how crazy we're not. You know, apparently you like what we do, and apparently there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we didn't have to do it like Adam Carolla or Mark Maron or This American Life or all the people who were named to me. You have to do it this way. You have to do it this way. You have to do it this way. Or it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. And that thing when people say to me, something won't work, I guarantee you I will find a way to make things work if you say something won't work. I guarantee it. And I put my money and my life where my mouth is, because I literally have my nose to the grindstone now for at least 3 years of working 51 weeks a year, nose to the grindstone. And, thank you to that person who called this my little internet project. Thank you, because I want to give you full credit for motivating me to be successful here. You know, if it weren't for you, I might have eventually taken, you might have offered me another $100,000. I might have taken that job.
Oh, no.
But you know what? You didn't. Instead, you tried to take a monkey wrench and hit me over the head with it and tell me, come on, big boy. Come on. Come on. This is real money. Not like that little internet project. You know what? When you told me it was a little internet project, that was when any possibility of getting me to do that job went away. Right at that very moment. So there. Okay. By the way, it's now up to 503 super premium subscribers. 503. I mean, it just keeps coming. Don't stop, folks. Don't stop. And, oh my God. No, let me get started on Amazon, how good that's been. By the way, we're about to pass, I think it's $2.4 million since we started. And we're going to hit $1.1 million for the year with Amazon. It's nuts. Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with you and Adam Sachs, family law attorney Adam Sachs, with your calls at 901-3000-TOM. If you're getting divorced, you're separated, you're having a custody fight, this is where you call. Free legal advice for you at 901-3000-TOM. This is what people are paying to subscribe to get advice like this. 901-3000. 866.
Tom Likas, the internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Boys, more important than the latest PlayStation or Xbox or tickets to the game is wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge for what? Well, wisdom and knowledge so that you don't fuck up your life. That's why Aaron Clary wrote his three books, Worthless, Bachelor Pad Economics, and Enjoy the Decline. You've heard about them all here before. Aaron says that Worthless is mandatory for any of you younger guys either in or about to attend college. Bachelor Pad Economics was written to serve as a Bible of financial advice for men of all ages. And, of course, Enjoy the Decline is for those who don't like the way this country is going and who need to learn to navigate these changing times. All three can be found on Amazon, and all three may help provide the wisdom and knowledge needed to make smart choices when it comes to what to major in, investing, housing, dating, finances, the economy, and many more aspects of life. Get them for yourself, or they make great holiday gifts for friends and family. Buy them today. Worthless, Bachelor Pad Economics, and Enjoy the Decline by Aaron Clary. All three are available on Amazon.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee on my fucking rug.
Find us at NewNormalRock.com and ask like tune in.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S-T-L-O.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. With 503 Super Premium Tom subscribers.
Wow.
Since September 20th, we pulled that off. And when I say we, I don't mean me and Gary and Dino and Mike. I mean me and Gary and Dino and Mike, Adam Sachs, and you. Everybody. We pulled this off. And we were ridiculed for trying to pull this off. So, how great is that? And the best part is not being married, so nobody can take my business away from me. That's the deal. Amazing! We're here at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. If you've got questions for Adam, and he is here to answer any questions about family law, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. And before I forget, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can call me toll-free at my regular number, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me on my website, www.adamlawyer.com. By the way, I have a Facebook page. Check me out there, too. I have my personal one and my business one. And you can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Excellent. All right, I'm looking forward to all the people who are going to be calling Adam this week, because your dance card's going to be filling up in January.
I know it. I'm nervous.
Oh, my.
So, Tom, I found something I finally disagree with you about.
What was that?
Well, I don't know if people generally know this, but I lived in Israel for a few years, and there's a lot of terrorism and threats of terrorism, And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to just live your normal life and not let it affect you. And the whole point of terrorism, the whole concept, is to scare, you know, to cause terror and to make people afraid and change their lives and be unable to live their normal life. And so I think your theory about not going to the movie theaters is a mistake.
Well, wait a minute. Now, understand that not seeing the latest shitty Seth Rogen movie...
That's a different issue.
...is not going to be a big change for my life. The thing is that every movie is going to be on television in short order.
No, no.
Why even take a chance if you don't have to?
What they're trying to do... And by the way, I heard the movie was actually toned down by the studio.
Right. Well, I'll tell you specifically what was toned down. Apparently... In the movie, Kim Jong-un is killed.
Oh.
And apparently the original scene in which he's killed was much more gruesome. And they toned down the scene where he was killed.
See? So they did do things not to offend these asshole terrorists. But the real
truth...
But
think about it. When is the last time anybody ever made a movie about assassinating a real person?
Well, Borat, you know, anyone. Was talking about a country that he was supposed to be from that was not a fictitious name. It was a real country.
That's not what I asked.
Kazakhstan.
I asked you, when's the last time there was a movie made about assassinating a real person?
I got to think about that one. There has to have been something.
Even Hitler, during World War II, name a movie during... I mean, of course, other movies came out years and years
later. There was a movie with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
That was not during World War
II. About killing the Pope.
Understood.
Right?
Understood.
Remember that one?
But it was not Pope, whatever, Pope John Paul.
That was Pope, whoever.
It was like, for example, TV shows, The West Wing, The President. There's never an actual face,
there
never an
was,
actual person.
Okay, there was a Clint Eastwood movie, In the Line of Fire, where they were going after this killer was trying to kill the president.
But who was the president?
Well, they gave him some goofy name, but it was supposed to be Clinton.
But that's the difference. And by the way, that movie, I think, was before Clinton.
And there's another movie where...
That was the Bonaventure Hotel, and John Malkovich was running
around. That's right.
I think that was before. I think that was like Reagan or Bush.
Hold on,
president.
I'm giving you some more juice here. There was another movie where Bush and Gorbachev met in Chicago, and they were going to end the nuclear war age or whatever, and some guy was going to kill Gorbachev, and that's when he was still the leader of the Soviet Union at the time. I mean, the thing is, look.
Did he get killed in the movie?
No, no.
All right. See,
rescued, you know?
My question is, when have we ever made a movie about assassinating a real person?
Okay.
And the answer is, I can't remember one about somebody who was still alive.
Okay.
Or still in office. There are movies about, you know, people who killed John F. Kennedy. Oliver Stone made a movie, JFK, but John F. Kennedy was already dead.
Okay,
He was not president at the time.
Okay, I got it. Here it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember this Salman Rushdie wrote the Satanic Verses, and they said they made a fatwa that he should be murdered or whatever?
Do I remember? I was an integral part of that story.
Okay, of course. I bought the book to show my support for the fucker, okay?
Right.
And all of us... should go see this stupid...
But would you have had dinner with Salman Rushdie?
Why not?
Really?
Absolutely.
He was hiding himself.
I would have gone to see him in hiding. All of us should go see... And it's probably going to be a terrible movie. I'm not denying that. But we should all go see it. Because we shouldn't allow the terrorists to win by threatening us. What they're saying is that they don't like the theme of the movie. They don't like being ridiculed. They don't know how to take a joke. And they're obviously very vicious. They're going after the studio. They're literally, I mean, supposedly crashed their computers and screwed up their whole business model. But the point is that we should show support by going to see that movie in the theater and doing it fearlessly. And we shouldn't let the terrorists scare us. Now, what you said is right. You said you wouldn't have seen it anyway. That's fine. You want to wait for it to come out on DVD. That's fine.
No,
also.
Wait for it. No. Who has DVDs anymore? I was going to wait for it to be on on demand.
Perfect.
Or wait for it to be on Stars or HBO or something.
You had talked about...
Right after Mall Cop.
You had talked about, I think, your experience, if I'm not mistaken. I've been to this nice theater, the Arclight in Hollywood.
Right.
And a woman in front of you... answered her cell phone during a movie and was like talking on it, and someone else had their kid was crying,
right.
and all these different people doing all kinds of stupid shit, which I've definitely experienced. And you were saying how, you know, you just can't go to movies anymore. You know, people are too inconsiderate and rude and stupid. Okay,
right.
Fine. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is is that if you're modifying your behavior, if you're saying, I'm not going to go to a movie theater, I'm not going to go to a restaurant.
We've all modified our behavior, Adam.
No.
Are there countries you would not go to?
Well, you talk about countries. I mean, if you want to go to Ukraine right now, and I've been there, by the way.
Yeah, but would you go there now?
It's a civil war.
Would you go there now?
Probably it's not a very good idea.
Well, why are you modifying your behavior?
Because that's not terrorism.
Jump right, I'm going to send that other guy to Afghanistan.
That's not terrorism.
I'm going to send him with sunscreen.
Say that again.
I'm going to send him with sunscreen.
I don't understand.
That's pretty hot over there. I want to make sure he's protected.
Oh, okay.
You know, do a little bit, maybe do a little sunning himself out there, and because you know, don't let if you don't go to Afghanistan, the terrorists have won.
Okay, no one's going to Afghanistan. Okay,
right.
I would say if you cancel your trip to Europe or whatever, or to Israel or whatever.
Done it.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say you were going to go on some trip to Europe to the south of France or something like that, to the wineries?
Did I say that I'm going to do it this year?
Next year or something?
Yeah, this coming
spring.
Would you
seriously tell me that considering the world is unstable, that you're going to cancel your trip?
Did it already once. I will tell you, it wasn't about terrorism, but there were earthquakes in Chile. I was planning on going to Santiago, Chile, to go to wine country. Canceled.
So maybe avoid
earthquakes. Was afraid of avoid aftershocks. Avoid, you know.
All right, that makes a little bit of sense.
But I mean, why does it make sense to go anywhere there's trouble? It's a big, wide, well, wonderful world we live in. Who sang that song? But all I can tell you is that you know, there's plenty of places to go. Why go where there's trouble? And there's plenty of things to do with my time. Why go to a movie theater when there's the possibility that Koreans going to be blowing shit up? I don't understand how does that make a stand? I don't understand.
It's not making a stand.
You want to sit through a movie? By the way, I sat through Neighbors, another Seth Rogen movie. Do you want to sit through another Seth Rogen movie?
I watched it with my kid. It was pretty funny.
You liked that movie?
I did the best I could.
Oh, so you didn't like that movie. Your kid liked the movie. You didn't.
I saw it through his eyes.
All right.
It's like when you watch the Teletubbies with your kids, you know?
Right.
You know, you can't really relate to the Teletubbies, but you see how much it delights them, so it sort of makes you happy.
All right. The point is, I'll tell you what. Christmas Day, when the terrorists are saying they're going to be bombing theaters, take your kid to see this movie and let us know how it goes.
And can I bring Uncle Tom Likas, too?
No way. I wouldn't do that. The last place you'll find me is at a Metroplex, Fourplex, Quadruplex, Octoplex. Forget it. I will not. No way. I want to see the Chris Rock movie, Top 5. The minute I have 3 seconds of free time, I'm bolting to see that movie before they start bombing theaters. I'm going in.
Well, I really think that you have to look at these kind of people that are trying to screw us and hate our society. Look at this guy that did this thing in Australia now. They had an act of terrorism right at the Lindt Cafe. I mean, that's sick. And if Australians stop going out and stop going to cafes, they've modified their lives based on a sick person.
Well, people do modify their lives. I mean, come on. As I pointed out now, you take your shoes and your belt off at the airport.
Yeah, by the way, that's ridiculous. That's bullshit.
But
you know
you're doing
that's
it.
That's all fake.
But you're doing it.
You know that that's all fake.
But you do. I know. I've said
that's
it's fake.
Nauseating to me.
I've said it's fake. It gives you a false sense of security. If somebody wants
by
to take
way,
that plane down, they're taking it down.
Let me tell you something. They do it at the courthouses also, by the way.
Right?
And I have to go through that every day,
and
including
mark
today.
My words,
waste
Adam
of time.
Sachs. I can tell you right now, we won't be
Tom
here on
Likas.
We won't be here on Christmas Day. Uh-huh. But I can tell you that in New York and in who knows where, Century City or maybe that Arclight, I guarantee you they are calling right now to rent the scan. To make you have to go through and take your socks off to walk into the movie. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. And you'll remember I said this.
I don't doubt it for a second. But there is definitely something that they're doing where they're fucking with you, making you take your shoes off or whatever. But you, eating the blue pill, you know, the red pill or whatever you call it, and accepting the bullshit. That's the problem. You can't do that. You have to be able to live your life. Now, I'm not saying maybe you didn't want
to
see
you
the movie
you want to go
anyway.
To Afghanistan for Christmas? I'll send you.
Fucking Afghanistan. See, you take
Ukraine?
The most extreme position, you
what?
See?
If you don't go, the terrorists have won.
Why should I go to Afghanistan for the terrorists to win?
Yeah, but you've modified your behavior. I wasn't
going to Afghanistan
maybe
anyway.
Maybe you would have gone to Afghanistan.
If I canceled my trip to Bordeaux, okay, then I've done something.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you were going to Israel.
Yes.
I've had many friends who've gone.
Nothing,
I used to have an Israeli girlfriend at one time.
Nothing keeps me away.
Back in the day. Nothing keeps. So when the Scud missiles are arriving in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, you're telling me that you would go anyway. Really?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Israel is incredibly safe. And even with
really?
The shit that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. Come on. Now, LL Airlines is incredibly safe. I'll give you that.
The country's safe,
too. Because there's 3 hours of screening before you get on an LL flight.
They're doing a very different kind of thing, and it doesn't take that long, by the way.
Really?
It's psychological. They're not looking at the bags. They're looking at the people.
Mm.
We make the mistake. We look at the bag. We're looking for a bomb. No. LL studies you.
Oh.
They look at you. Who are you? Why are you flying?
If you have a rag on your head,
that guy
looks suspicious.
Say what? Well, in America, what are we doing? We're taking off babies' diapers and checking old ladies and so forth.
Right.
Taking them out of their wheelchairs.
I know.
That's ignorant.
I understand. So you're telling me if the Scud missiles are arriving in Tel Aviv, you're getting on that plane anyway.
If I was going, I would go. There's nothing that could keep me away. The reality is, seriously, you're taking risks in life. You talk about sex. Every woman that ever called you to give you a hard time always said, you're going to get a disease like this, right? What?
Right.
So you wear a condom and you do the best you can, okay?
Right.
Everything in life has risks.
You can't protect yourself against.
I agree, but the probability of getting hit by a Scud missile in Israel or anywhere else or getting killed by a terrorist is so infinitesimally small. And we're hysterical, and it's upsetting what happened on 9/11. Of course, changed the history of the world. But if you think about it, it's 3,000 people. You know how many people get killed in car accidents every year, for God's sake? I mean, the chance that you were going to be one of these really unfortunate Australians that got killed in this cafe yesterday, as disgusting as it is very, very small. They killed the hostage taker, and I think two people got killed in the raid, right? So that's two Australians killed in a terrorist act the whole year?
So only two people died. That's fantastic.
I feel terrible for the two people. But if it's two people the entire year in a country as big as Australia, the chance of it being you when you go to Australia is small. Now, leave Israel for a second. There was just an act of terrorism in Australia the other day, right? This week. Would I cancel my trip to Australia? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I would still go. And by the way,
even though you're going to be now wanded and patted, it's going to be like September 12th, 2001. They're going to
pat me down.
They're going to wand you every 10 feet. They're going to have cameras on you everywhere.
Stupid. I would still go to Australia, and I would eat in that cafe.
Really?
Yeah, just to show my solidarity. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
What the hell did they do wrong?
All right. We're going to take a break with Adam Sachs here. And have we taken all the breaks this hour? We have.
Well, we're offset, right?
Here's the thing. We took all the breaks late because we started the hour late. We had the 500. All right, give everybody your and then we'll take a break. Give everybody your address. How they get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me, as I said, at 1-800-340-7320. That's toll free 1-800-340-7320. I want to put a little plug for Facebook. I have my own Facebook page and also my business, so come take a look at me there. And you can check me on my regular website, www.adamlawyer.com, and send me email, which I love and respond to all the time, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. Adam Sachs, you hear him here every Tuesday with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific time. Yes. And
but
9
we're
p.m.
Pacific time, Tom.
Yes.
So, you know, by the way, that's the second time. This could be a senior moment. You started rattling off your 800 number.
I did. But I'm going to be honest. You know what's distracting me now? I'll tell you what.
I think you're so fucking happy that we hit 500.
And also, I've been distracted with, like, getting to the number and seeing the names of the people and seeing what's happening. And it's so exciting. And thank you to everybody who got us over 500, 3 days early. Just unbelievable.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901 3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
These guys are pretty serious.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
fully digital.
Beer Magazine. Study finds that men get hit harder by the flu than women. I think this is this is like the third story in the last couple months about how dudes actually get sicker than broads do. Even a common cold, I think. We just did one last week, right?
Yeah. Well, guys tend to work anyway, and it makes the situation worse. And, you know, broads will take a couple days off.
Sure.
Due date day.
Mm. I wonder if this has anything to do with dudes not wanting to go to the doctor, too.
That, too.
Apparently, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just fucking buck up. You know?
I'm not a big fan. I just, you know, only if I'm getting, like, good stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Other than that, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You look at your doctor like he's a dealer, and he gives you a good price.
Yeah, $7, man. For like 25 of those things. Jesus Christ.
It's quite the connection you have.
Mm-hmm, delicious.
A Florida woman charged with child cruelty for dressing her son as a girl.
Your friend Angelina Jolie should be in trouble, too. Because they dressed their girl like a little boy.
This is like weird punishment. 10-year-old boy wet his pants. His mother and a friend decided dressing him up as a girl, complete with makeup, would serve as a good punishment.
They really didn't think this through.
No.
Photos did surface of the boy dressed up, crying.
Of course, people took the pictures.
The mother told the cops that her and her roommate hatched the punishment plan because basically he wets and soils himself.
Yeah, excellent idea. Put the kid in some makeup and bra and panties.
Yeah, that's going to
set him out into the world.
It's just gonna wreck the kid even more. Man.
Yeah. Supposedly the boy was only dressed as a girl for less than 2 minutes.
Long enough to have those pictures last.
Yeah. A lifetime.
Forever.
It's a lifetime.
She
ridiculed me.
That Florida man. That's something else.
She enticed me.
She ridiculed me throughout my lifetime. I'll see if she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
You alive or you dead? I think she's dead.
Now Bill Cosby speaking out, Bill Cosby's daughter, rather, speaking out. It was the wife yesterday, the daughter today. Bill Cosby is the father you thought you knew, she says.
Yeah. How about the dude that's surfacing now, though?
Men and women need to stand up and say something. There are plenty of them that have experienced being accused of major crime that they never committed. I mean, they're sticking to this line of defense that all this shit is made up.
I have to say this. If this was like maybe one or two people, I would say that you'd have an argument.
Yes.
But the list is so long and distinguished, I couldn't even tell you how many people are down. No.
Right? It's the new one every day.
I can't tell you the number.
And it doesn't appear that anybody's got anything to gain from this. You know? All these people are just out to soil his reputation? Or soil his
and
pain.
They all seem to be opportunists, according to the Cosby camp. But there's one small problem. There had been, some court documents going back into the at Temple where she settled something. So there's some smoke and there's some fire.
Mm-hmm. The boys over there at Phi Delta Theta at the University of Pennsylvania in some hot water. They took a nice little Merry Christmas photo, group thing.
Yeah, we had a composite like that, too.
Only there's a little problem. There's a black blow-up doll in the middle of the crew.
Yeah,
apparently,
that's an issue.
That's not going over well.
Well, because they're calling it Beyonce, and that's going to be a problem.
they named it?
Yeah.
Is that the issue? Or is it just that it's a black blow-up doll? I mean, I should point out that there are no... There are no black people in this fraternity. There appears to be like an Indian dude.
You
have to have one of those.
University of Pennsylvania is Ivy League and shit. So you can bet that's a bunch of blue bloods. And that Indian dude, you know that he got perfect SAT.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
He good.
They use him to cheat. And finally, a vid alert for you. It's our favorite. Emily Ratajkowski has the best knockers, I believe, right now in the world.
Of all time.
Yes, natural knockers, by the way.
Yes.
Did a little thing for Love Magazine. Video of her and some kind of giant panda that does weird things.
An advent calendar, and they roll around, and they do the do.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what it is anyway, but here's the good point. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It really does. You're right. It's a panda,
it's a
like tripping
panda.
On balls.
Yes, exactly. And she's all like being weird.
I mean, yeah. Eventually, you block out the panda.
It's all about the breast, man.
And
it's all about
see
the
her
breast.
Get down.
Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I think she's dead.
Be sure to check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas show right after this.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
This is the new normal.
Teletubbies makes you happy.
Mm-hmm, delicious.